let's start with the actual interviews, the people we want to hear from. So for our first ever Mercury podcast episode, which we still need a name for, we have Todd Troxell, assistant coach, life coach, traveled all over the world, just got back from beautiful Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where he was snowed in. And we also have someone who our fans are familiar with by the name of Brittany Griner.
Yay, yay.
Who's here all the way from Russia just to see us in the beautiful 72-degree weather in Phoenix. So first of all, what have you guys been up to? The fans haven't seen you guys in forever, and they miss you, and they want to know what's going on.
Well, I haven't really been doing too much of anything. Just been driving all over the U.S., honestly. But back here in Phoenix, and, you know, just up here about to get a little workout in.
And you've also been playing basketball in Russia.
I've been playing a little basketball. Nah, just a little bit. Nah, we're doing real good right now. So ready to go back, you know, get that season wrapped up. Win EuroLeague, win Russian League, come back and get a WNBA title now.
This is your third year in Russia, right?
Yeah, third year.
The first 2 years, you had Sandy on the staff, you had Olaf on the staff, and you were playing with D. This year.
And she had me.
Did I say Olaf?
Yeah,
you meant Todd.
Yeah.
You had Todd on the staff.
Yeah, we had Todd.
Now, now what do you got?
So, Olaf is no longer with us. Sandy is no longer with us. Todd, you know, he left me. He got tired of me scoring on him in practice and in workouts, so I guess he got scared and had to come back home. But, you know, we have a new coach, Miguel, came over from Skio, and he's now with us with Ugymka, and we also added Maya Morin. So
she's okay, right?
Yeah, you know, she's not a Mercury. She's not a Merc, but...
But that's on the floor. Like, what's it like? Like, okay, so first of all, for those of our fans who are listening who don't know Todd personally, your guy Todd, he's first of all the guy on the bench in the suit who's chasing the referees out to center court.
Yes.
To protect you, to protect D, sometimes to protect Sandy. But he was, I mean, off the court, he's also the guy, if our fans are here for warm-ups, who is full like baseball/football chucking basketballs at your knees, ankles, head.
Yeah.
What's that about, Todd?
Well,
oh God.
I mean, just trying to do whatever I can do to make BG better. But I've definitely missed her a lot this year. Like, pretty much since BG's, we've pretty much been neighbors. I live below her. She lived above me in Russia.
I hear him in Russia blow his nose every morning.
Oh, really?
Like, oh my God. Every morning I wake up, I'm brushing my teeth, and all I can just hear is a trumpet downstairs going off. I was like, well, you know what? Todd's up for practice.
Oh, we should hear the noises I hear.
No, what noises?
Down below.
What?
Looks like, sometimes I think there's like a cattle ranch coming through upstairs.
Oh, okay. Oh,
but
man.
No, so, I mean, we've literally like, said good morning and lunch and practice every day. I've seen her for pretty much 11 and a half months a year for 3 or 4 years. So I miss her a lot. You know, I miss D a lot. But it's been great this winter.
It's more than 11 months, right? Like, it was all of Russia, then all of W, then all of Russia, then all of W.
Yeah, for years. I was just going to say maybe a month, maybe we have a couple breaks here and there, Christmas, Thanksgiving, but...
Common law, we'd be married right now.
Pretty much. In Russia, they may not. They probably like that. But, no, I mean, we're definitely, when you're over there, I don't think people understand how hard it is for, like, the players like BG to go overseas for that long. And luckily for me, I always had her and BG and Sand and Olaf and, like, you know, some of the other players too, like KT and stuff. We're just family over there because it's all we had. Mm. Like, we literally, that's all we had. I mean, we're in Siberia.
Oh, God.
And all we had to keep each other sane every day was each other. So it's weird not seeing her every day. I miss her, but she's been doing great over there. We watch on the internet and can't wait. Now I'm really excited because, you know, sometimes I think we get on each other's nerves, her, me, and D. So we all kind of had a break from each other.
Right,
so
right.
It's going to be kind of cool, like, coming back this summer and just, like, I miss them. You know, I'm ready to go now. But it's been, for me personally, though, I've been able to see my family. My brother has kids now. I've been able to visit and friends, so see my parents quite a bit. So it's been a great winter for me.
What else you been doing? Basketball stuff.
Watching college.
Yeah.
A lot of kids. Good draft this year.
Really good draft.
So that's been fun. You know, usually watching on the TV, but like I went to Wisconsin, saw a game out there, and then got in a couple Arizona State when the Pac-12 team comes, and then they're on TV all the time now.
Yeah.
Nowadays, so that's been fun. I'm excited about that. Hope we can add a couple good pieces to the team this summer.
Let's hope. We have the number 8 pick.
Okay.
I'm sure our fans know.
Yeah.
Say okay, like you didn't know. So we're looking.
We got a couple second rounders too, right? We got a couple picks now.
So that's the perfect transition to we're gonna add through the draft. We added in free agency, and it's the perfect transition to Russia because the biggest free agent signing so far, for the Merc so far, is a good friend of both of yours, Sancho Little.
Sancho, she's back.
She played with you guys in Russia, started right next to BG at the four in, what would that be, 15 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
You win the EuroLeague the first year. You win Russian League both years.
Yep.
And now she's going to be in Phoenix.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for Sancho to be back. I mean, just having her there, just on the, I mean, as far as like on the defensive end, I mean, Sancho gets everything. Like, you know, steals, she's long, just like she's back there just waiting and she reads it. Like the fans are really gonna love you know, watching her play on the court. You know, I'm actually gonna really love having her.
Yeah.
Sancho can definitely rebound the ball. Something I might not do so well. So you know, we got Sancho now, so we're gonna get you know, some extra boards now.
I mean, I don't think people realize, like, Todd, you can talk about it too, but like, first of all, she's 6'4". Right? Like, we haven't had a four who's 6'4 in, I don't know how long. But you put that back there next to BG, 6'9", and she's, like, led the league in steals. We put this in the press release. Like, power forwards don't lead the league in steals. It's only happened in the NBA once in the entire history, and it was Draymond last year. Mm-hmm. Like,
no, Sancho's a huge signing for us. And, like, BG, she's a comfort zone for BG because BG always knows she has her back. I think of her as like a Ray Lewis type of, she's like a linebacker out there. She just, if you see her, she's just always watching everything and has everybody's back. And she's just a great team player. I'm one of Sancho's biggest fans. Like, we loved her in Russia. And like, I just think she's a perfect fit next to BG. And then we signed Camille, who's also a nice, big, strong, post physical player who plays great defense and does, the two of them do so many little things that I don't think stats really show up on. But like watching video or watching games or like playing, you know, the players know that like those little things they do are huge.
I mean, Millie started all 34 games for us last year. Yep. So yeah. Like, you guys get to decide what the lineup looked like next year. But we to have two starting caliber, championship experienced power forwards on our team to put next to BG
is huge. And physical and rebounding and defending, you know, that's what BG needs next to her. And BG gets better playing with them and they get better playing with her. So it's just, I'm really excited about that. You know, we're going to have some physicality that teams are going to have trouble with this year.
Especially because, like, the last two teams to win it both had the league MVP on their team, and both of those people, we don't have to say their names because they play for two teams we don't like, but both of those players were post players, front court players.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you have to win. As much as it's a wing league and, like, there are so many good guards and wings, like, it starts up there, right?
Yeah. The rebounding, the defense, I mean, we're sitting good right there. It's as good as we've been in a long time at that position, so.
You were telling me about Sancho. I've never met her. She sounds like a little bit of a badass. What does she do when everyone, before the game starts, and all 10 starters are out at center court dabbing each other up? What does Sancho do?
Sancho's all business. She ain't shaking hands. She ain't trying to make friends. She gonna go out there. She gonna walk right to her spot, and it's time to go.
Yeah, just stand there. Literally, she just gets in spot, and it's go time. You know, I've never met somebody that's honestly. Sancho is really funny, and like people say, like, oh, Sancho doesn't talk that much, but like the few words she will say, like if you listen, it's hilarious. She is so funny. And like, you'll see, you'll understand. It's funny because Todd, she has a little bit of an accent, and Todd doesn't know what she says half the time. He just smiles and shakes his head like, yeah, Sancho, yeah, yeah.
I'm, you gotta, like, say what a couple times. She got that Caribbean accent.
You know, it's not, come on, it's not that bad.
Man, that girl looked like butter.
Oh, God. Okay.
She's not heavy. She looked like butter.
Like butter.
No, Sancho's awesome. She's our locker rooms. We're going to have a tight group. Like,
oh, yeah.
Players that, well, you know, and I think that says a lot about just the Mercury organization, you know, when it always comes to free agency time, a lot of teams want, players want to come here. They have options, you know, but I just think the job you do, the job, you know, whoa, that Pittman and them, you know.
Wait, what's his title?
Todd's saying nice things.
What is his title?
COO.
And what does that stand for?
Chief Operating Officer.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah. All right, Todd.
That's right. I don't know what my man Vince does. But no, I think that the fact that, you know, the X Factor, people know we always have a crowd. We have X Factor fans that, like, people want to play in front of that.
Best fans in the league.
And our organization, you know, you guys are doing everything you can to make the players feel good. And then the last thing is the culture that our players set here, you know, starting with, like, the pennies and the Ds and the DBs and now the BGs. Like, you know, when you come to Phoenix, like, we're trying to win a title every year, you know. And I think that culture that the players have made makes it where people come right in and they know what we're trying to do. And people want to be here because we do want to win.
It's not a relaxing summer. It's not a place to come. Like, we're trying to win the whole damn thing every year. Like we did in 2014. Mm. We've gotten close the last couple years. Even one of them without D. But, you know, we're trying to get back there. Okay, speaking of 2014. We were talking about this before we started recording. I mean, we might as well, we have the two of you here, we might as well share some memories of that 2014 championship team. The roster, the ride, the winning, the, we were talking about specifically the trip home. We can talk about all of it.
Man. Well, the best team ever, right?
Yeah. Isn't that
the best record ever?
29-5. The best regular season record in the history of the W. And if you think other teams around the league don't know that and aren't gunning for it every year, like, you're wrong.
Well, we sat players the last game, so we probably could have lost even less than five. Yep. And I think we lost like our first three games of the year that year or something, or two or something.
We didn't do that.
That's when we start true. 3-5.
But at one point we were like 6-4 or something.
All right.
And then we made a lineup switch mm-hmm. at Connecticut or at Minnesota and put Penny in the starting lineup. So it was D, Penn, DB, Pre, and BG. And then we won 16 straight.
It was fun.
And sure then did.
We set sure a league did. Record for wins. But, like, what do you remember, aside from, like, the winning, like, what do you remember about 2014?
Well, there's moments that I don't remember after winning, but I definitely remember the photos that we took after we won, the photos with the trophy, and I remember wearing goggles, for one.
Yeah, because that's right. You didn't play in game three.
I didn't play, so that's another reason why I want to win a championship, because I want to play in the final game. Mm-hmm. But I had on my goggles. Fresh out of retina surgery, and I just remember, you know, somebody gave me, was it Gatorade in a carbonated bottle, and had a little bit too much, and couldn't really, forgot how to smile with the trophy. that was a fun time.
I'd forgotten all of that. So we play Chicago, we have home court, we play the first two games here, and game two, apparently the scouting report, since we had won game one by 100 points, apparently the scouting report was beat the hell out of BG.
Oh, man.
Because you got a chipped tooth from an elbow.
Well, I got my back tooth knocked out.
That.
And then before that, I, you know, got the back of my brain scratched a little bit by a finger. And literally
through
I was...
Through your eye. It went
through my eye.
To the back of your brain.
I was on the bench. There was a timeout. I'm swinging in the air like... There's like fruit flies in here. Like there's gnats. Y'all see these gnats? And they're like, BG, there's no flies in here. Like, what are you talking about? And then like I start seeing like gaping holes like opening up like just out of nowhere.
Right.
Yeah, detached retina. Then went and got my tooth knocked out. Right. Twice.
Because you didn't tell anybody that you were seeing.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. You know, I could still see the rim. I could see the ball. It was cool.
So the doc sends you to get checked up. Find out it's a detached retina.
Me and Diana still thought she should have played.
Right.
I was still trying to check in.
Which isn't something that we mess around with here in Phoenix because this is what, like, Amari. Had the, I think it was a very similar injury. Mm-hmm. And so...
Luckily, it wasn't up to us. BG looked like a pirate right now.
Yeah, I mean, I was walking around with an eye patch.
But we would have won for sure, but
so
we wouldn't anyways.
We fly to Chicago for game three. BG, I don't think you came with us.
No,
came...
I came later. I came the next day, actually. I came the day of the game, actually. Yeah.
Because you weren't going to miss it. Like, you weren't supposed to travel right away, but you weren't going to miss it.
Yeah, I wasn't missing it.
So you show up. We eventually announce that she's not playing. Todd says, I mean, she can play. Put her out there. She's got the... You've got the goggles.
I got the goggles. I'm good. It's okay.
And then we win. just take us through. So that was the closest game of all of them. There's video of you, because ESPN, Sandy was mic'd up. There's video of Sandy drawing up that last play where, you know, D gets the screen up top, drives right, hits that fadeaway and one, and we win the whole game.
You know the crazy thing about that shot she hit? So for like 3 years, we've been practicing in Russia, like at the end of practice, going right, like what Kobe would do, because you can't foul or reach her. So the only thing that can do is she holds it to her right hip long enough, it's up to her making the shot. And it was crazy that after all those, that time that it came down to that shot, and she like went right, I think Sloot maybe, or yep, Quigley tried Sloot. To get her, and she kept it on her right side and shot that jumper. And it was like, but that's the thing about basketball, and especially her, like the things, she works on things, and then she works on them so much that when it actually happens, she just does them.
Right.
You know, but that was cool. That whole winning was awesome, because we worked so hard, and that team that year, like, the year before wasn't the greatest, and
the year before was hard. Like, we went through coaching change. It was BG's rookie year. There were all these expectations, and like, it was hard. And we still made it to the conference finals again. BG hit the game winner in against LA.
Oh man,
against Sandy, because Sandy was coaching for the Sparks.
Yeah.
And then we got swept by Minnesota. So coming in the next year. Trade for Aaron Phillips, but pretty much brought back the same team.
Yeah.
Plus Sandy, you got added to the bench.
Yeah.
You had always sort of been hanging around.
But no, that was a fun year, man. That was cool. Awesome. We want to taste that again. That was, and then the celebration, obviously. We work hard, but then we found a way to have fun too.
I need some more cotton candy.
Yeah.
So we don't. Let's tell that story, BG. So first of all, we win in Chicago. So we don't fly home. We celebrate in Chicago that night. Had a nice time.
Awesome time.
Had all the champagne in the locker room. Went out, had a nice time. And then what happened?
Kept it going the next day.
So I remember specifically coming down. I wound up with the trophy in my room. I don't know how, but I just wanted to make sure I brought it down. And I remember coming down to the bus the next morning to fly home. And Todd's already posted up at the bar.
Bloody Mary.
He's got Bloody Mary in hand, and he's just ready to go. He's got his deep voice, his party voice on.
Yeah.
Slowly, everybody gets on the bus. We're driving to the airport in Chicago, and BG, what happens?
So there was a street vendor with some cotton candy, and you know,
on the side of the road.
On the side of the road, you know, I take my shades off and let the light come in. And I'm like, oh, I need something sweet to eat. Ooh, cotton candy. Hey, hold the bus. Stop. Hold on. Let me off. And I literally get off at a red light.
Yep.
Run over, get a couple bags.
Yep.
And come back onto the bus, you know, and
I mean,
killed that cotton candy.
So, as glamorous as the WNBA is, obviously, super glamorous.
Oh, yeah.
I think some of the logistics people might not realize is that, so we're in Chicago, but if we don't win game three, there's a game four. So we're staying in Chicago, and we don't have flights home. We don't book flights home until literally the night before. And to get 20 people, players, coaches, staff, on a flight, the very next day, we ended up on a Southwest flight from Chicago with our trophy that had a layover in Pittsburgh. So we fly from Chicago to Pittsburgh. We didn't have to get off the plane. And that last flight home, we basically had the whole plane to ourselves. Todd, what do you remember about that flight?
It was a Southwest charter flight.
Yeah, right.
The ride home, not a lot. I was just happy. That's all I really remember.
In sleep.
Happy, little exhausted, but
yeah.
I don't know. That was just fun. I wish it would have kept going. The worst part, we had the rally then.
The next day. Well, we got home and fans were at the airport, which
was
awesome.
Which was cool.
And then
The rally. Sandy, right now, I'm just going to say I'm sorry. So at the rally, you know, I'm happy, like, oh, this is so cool. You know, we all cut our little victory shirts.
Yeah, you were
shirts,
looking cool.
You know.
Yeah, everybody had the same shirt on, but yours was all cut off.
And then everybody, you know, did the cut off.
Yeah.
It was awesome. But then I picked up Jada, you know, like, oh, Jada, this is, like, so fun. Like,
Sandy's
we're
daughter.
Winning. Sandy's daughter. And I go to sit her down. Well, I thought she was a little bit taller because I actually didn't put her feet on the ground and I dropped Jada like from like my mid waist to the ground and she smacks the ground and I'm just like, oh no, like Jada, I'm so sorry. So she like ran over to Sandy and Olaf. And I was just like, oh no, 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 I'm so sorry. So Sandy,
so sorry,
I dropped Jada.
Love you, Sam.
Love you.
Sandy's in Italy right now for her, because she's the head coach of the Australian national team, getting ready. You, when you leave Phoenix, before you go back to Russia, where are you headed?
I'm headed to South Carolina.
What are you doing in South Carolina?
USAB.
USAB, so Dawn Staley is the new head coach of USAB. She's obviously the head coach at the University of South Carolina. And so you guys have camp?
Yeah, we have like a little three-day, you know, camp out there, getting ready, getting a little practice in.
What do you do? Who's going to be there?
Well, Diana is definitely going to be there.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to seeing Dee. I haven't seen her since, you know, she left Russia. So I'm looking forward to seeing her, strangling her a little bit for leaving me. But I'm definitely going to strangle her. But, you know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be good. USA camps are always super fun to go to.
Todd, what do you got next?
Well, I'm working on my golf game right now.
Oh, God.
But other than that, college games, we're going to go watch the tournaments, the conference tournaments coming up. And other than that, that's about it. Just hang out in Phoenix, do some golfing, maybe go visit some more fam and friends again, and just get ready for the season.
And then the season comes back.
I know, it's coming fast.
BG, you got a lot to do before now and then. You got USAB camp, you got EuroLeague, you got Russian League, but like, what are you guys most looking forward to about 2018, the season?
Honestly, just that, the season. Like, getting back here, coming to the games, just getting back into our normal routine. Like, that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to opening night. You know, I know Mercury does an awesome job at our opening nights. Like, they're always off the top, like crazy. Can't wait to see the video.
That's right.
The song, like visual effects that, you know, we always do. Best in the league by far, like best in the league.
What do you think about that, Todd? What do you think about our games?
They're the best by far. The video is what I always, you know.
Todd and I fight about our intro video every single
As long as it gives
year.
Me the goosebumps, I like it. But a couple years ago, I thought it put me to sleep.
It was
so
a great one. They've all
really,
been great.
I didn't really like the one. Most of them are great. And our games, hands down, are not even close. Like, we play, you know, obviously we see everybody in the league. And you guys put on such a, like, a full show more than anyone else.
Yeah, Todd would love for our opening video to be, like, us, like, all sweaty, running out with, like, chains on our chest.
Pretty much. And let's go to war. Let's do this.
An Eminem song from 10 years ago.
Oh, man. That's
what
sure.
That's what, like, only get one shot type of thing, you know? Oh, and the other teams over there all nervous and scared.
And they're looking at us like, why do they have
you
chains?
Guys yelling and
why
screaming?
Do they have baby oil glistening down their bodies?
I don't know about, we need to go baby oil, but
like, that's what I feel like you envision. Baby oil and like huge like chains and us like lifting iron.
Yeah, like, just scare the other team. Like, people. We don't even want to play.
Like, we're in San Quentin's yard.
No, let them know. We had the burial the 1 year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, burial.
Yeah, you guys like that one.
But no, we give, our shows are awesome. I'm the same as BG. I'm just looking forward to seeing everybody every day again. You know, I miss San, Jules, Penn. Love coaching with them, and then our team. I think they're all going to really like each other this year. We got a lot good. Most of them come back from last year, too. And I'm just, every day, the grind of it, you know, it's going to be great.
Who was your, like, out of last year's team, we got the obvious ones. Who do you think made the biggest difference for us other than, like, the big stars?
Well, I do think that Camille's physicality and little, like, she, you know, she had to defend. The other team's usually four-man, too. I felt like she did really well for us. Leilani was great, especially towards the end of the year. You know, Vaughn was great coming off the bench once she got more comfortable. That's the other thing. Like, Vonnie and Emma's, they're all great teammates, but last year was her first year. Yeah. So, you know, I think getting used to the WNBA the second year, they should be better. And then, obviously, with, you know, BG, she gets better every year. But, you know, I just think some of those role players really helped us out last year when it came down to those playoff games and stuff.
Jeezy?
I mean, I have to say the same. You know, Leigh was big for us. You know, Vaughn and Emma coming off the bench. You know, they definitely, as the season progressed, they got better. And, you know, they helped us out. And that was the thing about our team. Like, every year, like, no matter if you're a starter or you're coming off the bench, like, everybody buys in and everybody's trying to make the next person better. And that's what we had last year.
So last basketball-related question before we go to some off-the-court questions that we're going to do with every guest, rapid fire. Last off-the-court question is, what was your favorite game last year? And I'm going to go first because my favorite game was Connecticut in the playoffs.
Hmm.
2 weeks prior to that, we got our asses kicked up there. We lost by like 30 points.
Smacked us,
right? And everyone was mad after the game. We finished the season strong. We play Seattle round one knockout, and we send them home. And then we got to fly. The very next day, we got to fly across the country to Connecticut, which is a difficult trip in the W.
Mm-hmm.
And then bus for 45 minutes. And
it was a day game, too, wasn't it?
It was a day game.
Yeah.
And we
great
get
scheduling.
And we get down by 17 points.
We were?
Yeah.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
We're down 17.
Sure was.
And then obviously everybody knows what happened. D took over, BG took over, Leigh, Mo hit big shots. Camille got a huge loose ball that turned into a jump ball down the stretch. That was awesome. So that was by far my favorite one. And then obviously we ended up, you know, once again in the round of the Final Four, and then had to fly the very next day to LA with a layover in Houston and play the very next day. But anyway, what was your favorite game from last year?
Tom, go ahead. I'm gonna hit this first.
I'd probably say the Seattle playoff game, just because, you know, sometimes it gets a little personal against Sue. But no, I just thought Seattle was a pretty talented team also, and we, you know, winning that first playoff game, you never know, so that single elimination, and I just thought we showed up, and I'll never forget that one pass D made in the corner to Leigh. It was like, I didn't even see Leigh over there, but I think that was probably my favorite one of the year.
Yeah, that game, I remember that game, my poor big toe.
That's right, played with a broken big toe.
Yeah, had a little bit of a broken, maybe. Maybe. Big toe on rebounding, running in to get a rebound.
Like, BG, run faster. Well, my toe.
Well, I'm actually running on the side of my ankle right now.
I mean, I don't think people know that. You closed last year with an injury that obviously the doctors and everyone looked at, because like we talked about with the eye injury, we're never going to do anything that jeopardizes your long-term health, but they said you can play with it if you can play with the pain, and you said, I'm not missing games.
Supposed to be 8 weeks, did it four, came back in four, so.
She's tough. And then got the doctors. Me and Dee would have had you looking like a pirate and a...
I would have had a one leg. Like, oh man, I would have been out there in a wheelchair playing, honestly. Got a waiver.
She's a warrior.
I mean, you had games last year where you scored 38,
I was
going to
say Indiana.
Yeah.
At home, New York
was
a good one. I enjoyed that one. I enjoy beating New York, so.
Okay, good. Okay, rapid fire questions. One thing that you purchased and immediately regretted.
Oh, man, so much. Shoot. I don't know, honestly. iWatch.
An Apple Watch?
I got an iWatch.
And...
like, they're awesome, but I just don't. Once it just went dead, and I just haven't charged it yet.
one-time use Apple Watch. Todd,
I'm gonna go with a. Me and my brother bought a fishing boat like 15 years ago in Wisconsin, and it never worked. All of those problems, towing it back through the truck, get to the lake, it practically sink. So that was the worst purchase, I think.
Fill in the blank. Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you
a lot of things.
Yeah,
a lot of things.
Most prized possession.
Ooh. Jinx, you owe me a soda.
Jinx.
My most prized possession. Shoot. I'm gonna go away from basketball with this one, and I would say. I'm a big car head, so my car, honestly, like, I don't know what I would do without that thing. Like, I love my car.
Which is saying something, because you've gone through
A lot of cars.
Felt like every summer you had a new car.
I did.
Sometimes two.
Three at one point.
This one's a keeper.
This is the keeper, yeah.
Heck, I don't know what mine would be. I'm going to go with my London Fog Grandpa's hat that he gave to my dad and then me.
Is it
Remember the one I rock and rush all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Was that the one you're wearing at the U of A game?
Yep, that's my scouting hat now, too.
I was going to make fun of you for it, but I didn't know it had a backstory.
You know, it gives me, I put it on my head, it gives me, like, brain power, yeah. You know, so.
Wear it on the bench.
If I lose that.
You need that.
What was your very first job?
Pizza delivery. Oh, no. Newspaper delivery boy.
Like, on your bike?
Yeah.
Throwing.
I got attacked by a dog and everything once. Got bit in the leg. But yeah, you know, Reporter Herald had a bike with the thing on the front, and you throw them. It was great.
I never really had a real job, but I mean, me and my dad would cut the grass at the corner store in our neighborhood, and my dad would give me some change for doing that. So,
did you like the trimming or anything while he was cutting it?
Yeah, like, no, I would ride the lawnmower and like cut it, and he would edge, and we would blow it all up, yeah.
When did you realize that you could make a career out of basketball?
Not until I would say like my junior year in high school. That's when I really kind of knew that I could do this.
Like, okay, I'm
yeah.
pretty good. You can slam dunk in junior high. You're like, well, maybe I could play basketball.
Well, I mean, I slam dunked in like a freshman, but
maybe this.
But I couldn't catch a ball, and I couldn't dribble, and I couldn't run.
Well,
I mean, Todd, if people don't know your backstory, like,
I was
you were a
5'9 white kid, though, so I kind of realized in college,
you still are.
And I couldn't jump very high and couldn't shoot very good, so I realized pretty early in college, like, it was just going to be a 4-year college thing. And then coaching would probably be when the Rockets called me about Yao. Then I was like, well, maybe I can make a living doing this.
I mean, I don't think people know that. Like, you were a personal coach, a player development coach, skills.
Yep.
Worked with NBA guys.
Yep.
That's how you got connected with Diana.
True.
You end up, well, and you were in Russia as well, separately, right? You're Spartak?
I was training some Russian kids for the guy who owned the Spartak team. And I had a facility that people would come, like NBA players, get ready in the summers and stuff. And he came and they called and said they wanted me to go work with the women's team. And I never worked with a woman or team in my life. Then I got
with a woman.
Basketball, to be honest. But then I showed up there, so I had no idea. But if Shabtai calls, you go. That's what they told me.
Yeah.
And I show up, and Diana Taurasi, Sue Bird, Sylvia Fowles, and Lauren Jackson were on the team. And we won EuroLeague, and I was like, oh, these women are pretty good at basketball. Maybe I'll stick around. So then, now there's nowhere I'd rather be. I would take the WNBA over the NBA, to be honest.
If you had to pick another career... This is the last one. If you had to pick another career, what would it be and why?
Military. My dad.
Yeah.
Vietnam, Marine. So definitely that was what I was going to do. I was looking to enlist after high school and just going to the military and then going to law enforcement.
A golf pro. And Diana would be my caddy. Carry my clubs every day for me, and I just golf in beautiful weather and make money.
Don't you? Who's a better golf? Like, you and D golf all the time. Who's a better golfer?
Like, she's good.
She's good.
Yeah.
And?
I'm way better.
You're way better.
No, but I've been playing for a while. D's pretty good. I'm trying to get BG out there too. We got to get some longer clubs for her.
Yeah. They've given me some few tips. I do pretty.
You okay. Good at top golf.
Yeah, I'm good at top golf. I mean, I can hit the ball. Like I can do that.
Yeah. But no, D can whack her too. She's getting better. But you know, she always has like my back or my hip or something. So
okay,
like an old lady type of thing.
All right. And what about you?
I'm good.
Pec, huh?
I do have a pulled pec right now from my driver.
Yeah, you thought you had a collapsed lung.
Might be time to start
4 days
exercising.
Later, he was like, I guess I should go to the doctor.
Yeah,
you're getting hurt.
I didn't know you had pecs, man.
Probably exercise. I don't. That's the problem.
We really appreciate you guys being our very first guests on this podcast. Hopefully there will be more episodes of it and you can come back. At some point, we're going to have to come up with a name.
Yeah, what's the name going to be?
I don't know. We're going to find
BG.
So
I mean, I'm not even going to know.
Vince's Vault.
It's not just me. It's about the Merc.
Let's make it about you, Vince. No. You deserve some limelight.
I don't think that's true. But thank you guys. I mean, I'm going to be here waiting for you guys to come back. getting everything ready. We can't wait for the season to start, neither can the X Factor. So thanks.
Thank you.
Can't wait either. Good to be here with you.
Out.
Cut.